Hey, it's Rob O'Donnell here with WILK News Radio, the Rob O'Donnell Show, and I'm here with T.J. Fitzgerald from NEPA Republicans. And how did I figure that you would be here, T.J.?
We try to be everywhere because, honestly, we do love everything what the president and vice president does. They are really fulfilling all their promises they kept to the people.
Yeah, and you see the billboard out in front of Dom's here, and it says, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. Now, here's a manufacturer, a local manufacturer right here in our backyard in West Pinston, promoting these things that have come to fruition in less than 6 months under this administration. How great is that for Northeast Pennsylvania? How great is that for America?
It's probably the biggest thing that's ever happened in a long time economically, because it helps the paycheck-to-paycheck person, the blue-collar person. So anybody that doesn't think that, you know, Donald Trump and his administration isn't for the common man, they're just lying. This is amazing for the person that just needs a little extras for Christmas gifts, maybe get a vacation because no one goes on vacations anymore. This helps the common man.
Yeah, you know, I broke it down on my social media to where, you know, it's averages a little over $2,000 per worker who works a $50,000 a year job, makes $25,000 in overtime. So $75,000 take home. That's pretty much, you know, your average here in Pennsylvania, $50,000 salary, busting your butt to work some overtime. You know, $2,200 is a nice chunk of change. And then the naysayers, especially in the Democrat side, are like, well, it doesn't include FICA. It doesn't include Social Security. You're still paying Medicare tax. Doesn't every dollar help? Isn't that what we were told before? You know, when the price of eggs went up a dollar, they panicked and it was the end of the world. But now, you know, you're keeping $2,200, $2,500 as a worker working overtime. And it's, oh, it's no big deal because it doesn't include everything else.
Yeah, it's basically their sounding point. This is a start. I mean, I'm sure that he has more things in the future, but we were going negatively. We were bringing in illegals, and they were costing us $50,000 per illegal, $20 million. You do the math at that. So they were costing the average person money, and then finally some guy comes in, President Trump and his administration, and turn the tide. It doesn't get fixed in one day, but this is turning it back for Americans and the American worker. And if you don't love that, there's something wrong with you.
What kind of events you guys got coming up lately? I've been seeing you everywhere. You were at Scrantastic there with a tent. You're having voter drives everywhere you go. Well, what's on the agenda for NEPA Republicans?
In August, we're going to have a PNC field. We have a day at the field. I believe it's August 30th. It's a Saturday. And we're going to be there at noon. We're going to invite everybody from Northeastern PA. So far, we've got Muser, Bresnahan. We got Scott Pressler's going to attend the event. We got the MAGA Boys, Bikers for Trump. We have invites to McCormick and Stacey Gibbs. Hopefully, Stacey announces a run for governorship, and then she can, you know, come to represent as a run for the governor in a year from now. And actually, you agreed to be the master of ceremony. So, thank you, Rob.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you inviting me. What do you expect to hear today from the vice president?
Everything economically. That's what I'm expecting to hear. That they're working hard for the American people, and just kind of get through the gray area, because these bills, no one could read them. We're not going to know everything that's out, but what I believe I'm going to hear from him is the effects of the bill, the positive things that's come to Northeastern PA, and a reason to be inspired. It's reason to have faith in America again, because most of us lost faith in the last 4 years horribly, and I think now we're going to get back to America first and the MAGA movement, and just God bless America.
All right, T.J. Fitzgerald, NEPA Republicans. If people want to follow your group, how can they do that?
Go to NEPARepublicans.com. Just put your name, email, phone number, and you will get emails to all my events. I don't ask you for money. I don't sell it. But if you want to just find out, meet politicians and talk to them or come to these events or just get volunteer. I need a lot of volunteers, too. If you want to volunteer and make a difference in the world, we are making a difference in the world.
All right, T.J. Fitzgerald, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Thank you, Rob. God bless.
Hey, Rob O'Donnell here with the Rob O'Donnell Show. I'm here with Dwayne McDavitt, one of the members of Bikers
Founder
for Trump.
Founder of Bikers for Trump, Pennsylvania, yes.
So you're at all these events. I've seen you around. Today was the first time we actually came face-to-face and introduced each other, but we've been following each other on social media. I've seen you at all the events from the campaign up to now. What's going on with Bikers for Trump now that he's in office for just under 6 months and getting all this done?
It's fantastic, for one, that he's getting it done. People have to understand that things take time, but he's doing it at warp speed. He's so far ahead the Democrats cannot keep up. That's why they're crying so much. Just think about that. They can't keep up with everything he's doing. It's impossible. With us, wherever he goes, we'll go. Wherever J.D. Vance goes, we'll go. Wherever a Republican is running for office, we'll go. To keep everything on the conservative values and make sure that America is first. Period. And great again.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Bikers for Trump, you know, the bikes you guys ride, all different kinds, off different makes, all different models. You guys, members from CEOs down to your average factory worker right. who works on all that overtime to pay for the bikes, to pay for the toys, to pay for that freedom in the road that you guys strive for day in and day out. But you guys got such a wide demographic. Is that a microcosm of America in itself?
Yeah, it is, because we are a blue collar. 90% of us are blue collar. A lot of us are veterans. A lot of us are former law enforcement. You're getting people out there, they're riding bikes that it's a brotherhood. We have each other's back. We know what we need as people to survive. We don't want anything for free. We don't want someone saying, well, here's a handout for you, here's a handout for you. If someone needs help, like, trust me, I get it. Like, let's go with Medicaid. If someone needs it, they can't work, they have a problem, an issue, they need it, they get it. If you have a 20-year-old, a 21-year-old, a 25-year-old, a Medicaid that sits home, plays video games, does absolutely nothing, doesn't want to go to school, doesn't want to go out and get a job, he's on Medicaid. I like what the president did with the work requirement. And people forget that Bill Clinton's work requirement was actually much more, there was a lot more to it than what Trump said. Just 20 hours a week, volunteer, go to school, look for a job. It's all you have to do, which I believe 100% in, because welfare, Medicaid, and Social Security disability at such a young age isn't meant for a career. It's meant to help you to get by so you can go out and be a productive member of society.
Absolutely. With you guys being Bikers for Trump and you're working on your bikes constantly, the manufacturer, the tariffs, prices are going to go up on parts, you're not going to be able to get tires, you're not going to be able to fix. Listen, you guys are working on your bikes, you know, 24/7 just to keep them in tip-top shape, just to make sure they're nice and clean. What are you guys seeing as far as manufacturing, as far as tariffs, as far as parts you need from other areas? Has it really been the doom and gloom that they're trying to portray us?
Not at all. It cost me the same to change more oil, it cost me the same to put a tire on the bike, it cost me the same to clean the bike. Spark plugs cost the same. A tire may be a little more expensive because of the years. It's so many years you get a tire. Yeah. It may go up $10-$20, but it's not a tariff. The tariff thing really gets me. I have a little story if you want to go over this about a tariff. I'm not going to mention the dealership I went to. I went to buy a used car for my daughter. Go to the dealership. I'm trying to make a deal on the car. The manager comes out and tells me, well, there's a tariff on this car. And I said, well, that's the problem. There's no tariff on the car. It's stamped on the door, assembled in the United States, and it's a 2019. You're going to charge me a tariff on a car that's been in the United States, built in the United States, because Trump put tariffs on China. Well, that's the way it works. I said, it's not the way it works. If you want to do it that way, the car she's traded in has a tariff on it.
There you go.
So this tariff thing it's going to work.
Well, it's already working.
The surplus is unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're into billions in surplus already. I forget exactly what the number is. I just saw it this morning, and I can't remember what the number is. But the surplus that's coming into the United States from these tariffs is fantastic. You just made that deal yesterday with Indonesia.
Yeah.
So these tariffs are not going to hurt us, the American people. They're not going to hurt us. They're going to help us. They lower our taxes. The money's going to come in, and they're going to lower our taxes. That's what I don't understand. What people are fighting for, I don't get it. But hey, listen, we're doing the right thing. Trump's doing the right thing. Vance is going to do the right thing. Congress has to get on the ball a little bit with some people who don't want to vote for things. There's four or five people that keep voting the wrong way, but that's the way it works. You know, people are saying the big beautiful bill, and a lot of people don't understand this. It's real simple. When the president says he's going to do something, and he tries to do it, Congress and Senate have to decide on it. They decide what's going to go in the bill, then he decides whether he's going to sign it or not. So they came to an agreement. There's a lot of things that people don't like. There's a lot of things that people do like. But it's a start. It's a start in putting more money in the American people's pocket. That's the way I look at it.
All right. Again, we're with Dwayne McDavid, Bikers for Trump here in Pennsylvania, founder. If anyone wants to follow your group, how can they do that?
They can find me right on Facebook. Dwayne McDavid, Bikers for Trump. I'm right on Facebook. You follow my page. Anything that's on my page is with Trump, Vance, anybody who's running for office. Everybody who's running for political office on the Republican conservative side, I post up on my page. You can't miss it. There's such a follower thing now. Facebook changed my board to a followers instead of friends. It says 23 or 24,000 followers, and I follow like 1,500 people. But that's how you find me. It's on Facebook. I am on X. Facebook's a little easier for some people to use. Mm-hmm. X is a little too fast for some people.
And you put your events, myself. You usually put time
every
for meetups
event,
and everything. So.
Every time, I repost it every single day. Or I try to get on the radio with you or with someone else to say what's coming up.
All right, Dwayne, thanks for joining the show today, bro.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you.